KKNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming
ABC
on the Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Brian Clark. The Supreme Court issued a decision upholding portions of the Voting Rights Act that protect against voter discrimination. ABC's Terry Moran says this case involved Alabama's district maps redrawn by Republicans and left the state with just one predominantly black voting district.
This is a huge win for the Voting Rights Act, and it means that from now on, all the arguments about redistricting are going to have to take into account what happens to minority voters. That is the command of the Supreme Court and the Voting Rights Act.
The court ruled the maps must be redrawn. Heavy smoke and polluted skies across U.S. states from wildfires burning in Canada, leading to more health concerns, air delays, and rescheduling of outdoor events. The White House is postponing its major Pride Month event. It was originally set for today. It'll now take place Saturday. At the White House, President Biden's hosting U.K. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Support for Ukraine at the top of the agenda. This is ABC News. In France, children are among the eight people injured after a knife attack in a town in the Alps. A suspect's in custody. Attorneys for the impeached Attorney General of Texas go on the offensive.
Texas State Representative Andrew Murr led the investigative committee that recommended impeachment for Attorney General Ken Paxton based on claims of abuse of office, misuse of funds, and favoritism.
Having a government free of corruption in America is the only thing that separates us from a third world country.
Paxton's high-profile lawyer is Tony Busby.
When I read the 20 articles of impeachment, my first thought were these are worthless and weak.
Busby will make the case when Paxton's impeachment trial goes to the Texas Senate in August. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Amazon is reportedly ready to introduce ads to its Prime Video service, reportedly looking to generate more revenue from entertainment. It's unclear how much an ad-supported plan would cost or if it would affect Amazon Prime members. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
After a late-night crash in Freedom, one man is dead and another sustained minor injuries. According to the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office, a man on a motorcycle was struck and killed by an SUV who failed to yield. The crash closed the intersection of County Highway E and Griner Road for 5 hours. Three stolen flags have been returned to the American Legion in Black Creek. An American, Wisconsin, and POW flag were stolen from the Veterans Memorial on May 31st. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Department found the person who took the flags, a local teenager. Authorities said this is actually the second time flags were stolen from this particular site. Green Bay's Nicolet Elementary School celebrated a real hero yesterday. Maria Garcia is the school's head cook. She recently performed the Heimlich maneuver on a choking student and saved his life. I'm Pete Schwabe for Civic Media News.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
At Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. $10 rewards plays up to four times a day. Come in June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike, along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into summer at Ho-Chunk Gemi Nakusa. It's dad's turn to be celebrated at Ho-Chunk Gemi Nakusa Sunday, June 18th. Dads receive $10 rewards play after earning 25 slot points up to four times. They also are eligible to win hourly drawings for gifts fit for all fathers. Bust out your boards and start warming up. Ho-Chunk Gemi Nakusa will be having a co-ed cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team and now open at the Rewards Club booth. Be one of the 32 teams to receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Only at Ho-Chunk Gibbinacusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gibbinacusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
ABC News, I'm